Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I got a verse for you out of the book of Romans to read. It's an interesting verse. It's Romans 15:4. It says this, "For whatsoever things were written before," or aforetime, I think is what the word is, "were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." So he's saying here that all these things that were written, these Old Testament stories and all the things that have been written in the Bible, were written for our learning, that we would have hope. I think that's interesting. And that makes me want to ask you a question. When was the last time you sat down and read your Bible for learning or to see if you could find some hope in it, something from a message from God to talk to you? When was the last time you did that? Do you even know what to do, where to read? Some people will say, well, I want to read the Bible from cover to cover, Genesis to Revelation. Well, God bless you. Jump in, plow through. That's okay. But I'm going to make a recommendation this morning. I want to encourage you, if you're not real familiar with your Bible, go to the beginning of the New Testament, and there are four books. We call them the Gospels. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These four Gospels really tell the story of Jesus. And the whole Bible is really about Jesus, if you want to study it. But these particular four books tell about his when he walked on the earth and all of the things he did and said. And if you read these through, you read them through about three chapters a day, you'll read those Gospels through in 1 month. If you repeat that the next month and do that for about 6 months, you'll have read through those Gospels six times in 6 months. Now, here's what's interesting about that. If you'll do that, you begin to understand who Jesus is, and the rest of the Bible starts making more sense. So think about it, all right? I got to get out of here. God bless you. Have a great day.